Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, here with Manhattan City Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fear. And just to tease the audience a little bit more, wait just a little bit more to hear about Linda's trip to D.C. We'll get to that, but there are some few other housekeeping things we need to get to, Ron.
Some fairly significant housekeeping things on the consent agenda, one of which is the second reading of the budget ordinance. The commission approved the budget at the last meeting, and we do that by ordinance, so this is a second reading of that ordinance. Again, it's a $31.9 million general fund budget, which is the heart and soul, $155 million budget overall. The mill levy is increasing by one mill overall, 0.754 mill increase in the general fund. And then associated with the budget approval, there's other items that go with that, primarily a resolution adopting the wages section from our memorandum of agreement with Local 2275 of the International Association of Firefighters, along with first reading of the salary ordinance for 2019 for city employees. And then also we have second reading of the new Marriott Courtyard Hotel. That rezoning ordinance for second reading at 12th and Bluemont is on the agenda. We also have a resolution asking the commission to concur with the application of grant funds in four different projects. These are in the Transportation Alternatives Program. Again, these are federal funds, similar, a different category for aspects. But I did want to mention the next phase of that Juliet Brick Street Rehabilitation is part of that. Also, there's in the bicycle pedestrian category, a Casement Road Trail from Northfield to Allen Road, and also a scenic drive underpass there at Wildcat Creek, so folks that live on the west side of Scenic will have a safe way to access the pedestrian and trail network on the east side of the roadway. Also have a change order for asphalt work in the community, and this is part of our street sales tax component. It's almost $267,000 with Schilling Construction, and this is to add portions of Reith Avenue from Kimball Avenue to Heritage Lane, and to add Dickens Avenue from Hudson Avenue to Seth Child Road for some mill and overlay work. We also have a recommend award of contract for the Old Blue River Rail Trail connections. Excuse me, there's no rail involved in that. It's just a trail. And this would be to build a trail from essentially the intersection of Tuttle Creek Boulevard, US 24, and McCall Road, where you see some of the work that's going there on there now with the stormwater work as well as some trail work on the east side, and build it along that detention structure all the way to Casement and Hayes and tie it in there. So it'll be a nice connection for folks that are coming from the Northview area that want to get downtown and to other locations, and provide a safe crossing there at that signalized intersection. The engineer's estimate on this particular project was around $221,000, and the low bid was submitted by Ebert Construction of Wamego for $147,000. So a really good bid, and we're recommending award of contract. Then there's also a request by Habitat for Humanity to waive some of their city fees for construction of affordable home at 512 Bertrand Street. And they're specifically asking for the building permit fees to be waived. They're just over $1,000. And then also for the water and sewer connection fees to be waived, and they're $750 each. So around $2,500 in fees asking to be waived by Habitat for Humanity.
And that was the consent agenda, and that's all part of tonight's City Commission meeting tonight at 7 o'clock in City Hall. Real quick, Ron, sticking with you, let's do a little preview for the work session for next Tuesday.
Sure. Next week, we plan to have a work session with the Community Improvement District process. The commission adopted the community improvement district, so this is like a special sales tax that's added by the owner of the property, similar to a transportation development district, which we have several of, and Manhattan Town Center is proposing to establish a community improvement district, and they'll be here to talk to the commission about what their plans are and why they'd like the commission to cooperate with them to provide this improvement district in the downtown area and in the mall.
Fair enough. Then that'll be the work session next Tuesday, and those start a little bit earlier. Those start at 5:30 in City Hall. All right. Much anticipated recollection of Mayor Morse's trip to D.C. very recently.
Yes.
I understand.
I flew last Wednesday late afternoon, and the event was on Thursday. We were invited, the White House invited, I think, 25 mayors from Kansas and probably 25 from Nebraska, and their county commission chairs, I think. But so it was a mixture of both states. But it was from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, and there were 10 speakers, so it was about 20 minutes apiece. So we just got a dose of some of the things that are happening and that the administration is initiating. We actually got to see Dr. Ben Carson, of course, with Housing and Urban Development. And he's basically the direction that the administration is setting is toward privatization of public housing, as they have to renovate. Like, if we had to renovate the high-rise again, we would not be able to do it the way we did it this time. It would involve private ownership and sharing. Maybe a private builder would fund the construction, and then that person would get paid back over time, and so it'd be a different model.
Your quick thoughts on that sort of model?
I don't. You know what? It's just we were just a flash of introduction to
gotcha.
It. We just don't know the details yet. Actually, I saw Kellyanne Conway, and different than we see her on TV. She was talking about the opioid epidemic, and their goal is to cut the number of prescription drugs for painkillers by 1/3 in the coming year, which is an interesting, you know, just interesting to hear what they're doing with regard. And they have so many things on their plate. Other speakers. Oh, well, the big speaker was the Vice President. Vice President Pence stopped by for about 10 minutes, and he didn't have a lot to say other than he thanked us for our service and was more of a visit. It wasn't no agenda. The other speakers were all either an undersecretary that I'd never heard of or a marketing person within the department. And in the morning, we had an hour with Senator Moran, and that was really interesting. And then at 5 o'clock at the end of the day, we had an appointment, the mayors had an appointment with Senator Roberts. And Senator Roberts did speculate that it's getting toward the end of the congressional session, and there are probably only going to be 3 things that go through when they return, because I think they're on recess now. And that would be the appropriations bill, the Supreme Court nomination, and the farm bill. So, you know, just you pick up information that is helpful to the community. I wanted Manhattan to be on record as being involved and attentive. However, you know, if there's ever a checklist, did Manhattan come? We'll be on it. And
they're accounted for.
You know, the other side benefit, it was really interesting and helpful to get together with other mayors because we have so much in common. We might tinker with a few things and do them a little bit differently, like nobody else has got consolidated law enforcement.
Right.
But the whole rest of city government is, you know, we have those, and we all go by the state laws, and we do things a little differently, but we have a lot in common.
And a good way to get just a lot of different ideas.
Absolutely.
And something you didn't think about. Oh, we mm-hmm. ran into that issue. Here's
right.
how we handled it,
yep.
sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Good. And very, very quick trip, though, right? You're
kind
of there and back.
Oh, my gosh. We were busy just snap, snap every minute. And we left here like, I don't know, 4 o'clock in the or Kansas City actually flew out of there because it was a direct flight. And we were back by 10 o'clock the next night.
So quick turnaround.
Quick turnaround. I wouldn't have done it, but I had a meeting the Friday morning at 9 o'clock. So
always, it's busy to be mayor.
Yeah,
it's busy.
Very
to be mayor.
Busy to be mayor.
The
yes.
Flint Hills Regional Council was meeting the next morning, and I'm the representative to that. So, anyway, thanks.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks,
City Manager Ron Meir, Ron Peer, Mayor Linda Morse. I can't go back to adding stuff to my coffee, Ron.
Okay,
I can't go back. Thanks so much for listening. See you tomorrow.
Probably won't be cream, will it?
It's 10 a.m. at K-Man. Good morning. CBS News, Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, and more on the way.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. K-M-A-N, Manhattan. Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve Kathan. Authorities in Iowa have found the